Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The Score!
Baez at first. Cabrera on the ground. And this one kicks away from Sosa to Harrison. It's a pinball machine for the final out. Had him all the way, 31.
Well, sometimes you get lucky. Lenin Sosa almost booted that one to first base. But credit Josh Harrison to have the awareness to go and make this play.
Yeah, okay, there you go. White Sox going to challenge Manchester United since they can't catch Cleveland. And we're at that point. 3.5 games. Any team, anybody who thinks this team can catch Cleveland is crazy. That's what Chairman Reinsdorf said in 97, 25 years ago, to justify the white flag trade. And that's kind of the way it seems now. That was Jason Benetti, Steve Stone, NBC Sports Chicago, final call of last night's White Sox win. The Sox needed 6 no-hit innings at home from Michael Kopech just to not trail the worst team in the worst division. They managed to win, and again, 3.5 games behind the Guardians. I just, that every time they're 3.5 games behind them this late in the season, I think of the white flag trade. And that is just, it's too perfect now. Andrew Vaughn remained among the leaders in RBIs in the 7th inning or later. Ronaldo Lopez, look at that. He played Joe Kelly. Kendall Graveman and Liam Hendricks played Kendall Graveman and Liam Hendricks. Here's something. Jay Cuda, who does terrific work, and this tweet from last night reveals or exposes or indicts the usual and proper suspects. What Jay Cuda tweeted was, most games this season holding opponents to 2 or fewer runs. Again, the Sox won 2-0. Astros, 51 times. They're 47-4 in that. The Dodgers have done it 49 times. Yankees, 46. White Sox, 44. Padres, 42. Mets, 42. So that was the major league leaders, most games holding opponents to 2 or fewer runs. Astros, Dodgers, Yankees, White Sox, Padres, Mets. And what you determine is the Sox hitters can't hit or don't hit or won't hit. They're just, they fail. It's remarkable the level to which some of these guys have failed this year. Jay Cuda tweeted something else out about 6 AL players have had the bases loaded. Now I got to get it right. I don't want to embarrass Jay with me being an idiot. And it speaks to the important player. This is the yikes. This is a yikes babe tweet. There are 6 players in the AL with at least 8 bases loaded appearances and 0 hits. All right. you're up eight times with the bases loaded. You fail to get a hit. Of those six players, two of them are Jose Abreu and Yoan Moncada. Oh, my God. So today, you got Lucas Giolito. He's facing Matt Manning. And here's something which might be game-breaking. This might be a game, are you sitting down, in which Yasmani Grandal doesn't stink. Against Manning, he hits 400 lifetime. And he has a home run. An actual home run. Yes, that Yasmani Grandal. Now, it's only five at-bats. But with Grandal, right now, you'll take whatever you can get. Maybe he won't suck the ever-loving hope out of a lineup that is pretty much sucked worse than any of the majors, given the expectations.
Eloy Jimenez has good numbers against him, too. He's OPSing 928 in five games against him.
See? Now, what is your... Do you think Eloy Jimenez will make it out of the batter's box? Will he get hurt in the batter's box?
God,
or
I hope not.
Between home and first or running... Is he going to run through first? Are they going to hustle? What do you think, Sean Sears?
Ooh, leisurely pace to first feels like the vibe leisurely the White Sox pace. Have given off the last few weeks, huh?
Yeah, Del Webb, Sun City. Giolito has not gone longer than five innings since July 13th. God, that's a month ago. But with the All-Star break. So it's four starts. The good news is his ERA in August, 2.70, which damn sight better than 4.91 that he's carrying for the season. Bad news is, of course, he's relying on the Sox lineup and the Sox base runners and the Sox defense and whatever passes for hustle these days in Sox land. You know, that really is a flashpoint of embarrassment. Hustle and fire and caring. Because it still resounds, at least with me. Johnny Cueto, after the White Sox 8-3 loss earlier this week, we can't get comfortable. We need to go out and play hard, show what we can do. We need to fight. We need to show the fire that we have, if we have any. Well, we just read it. The point of that clip is that this is another guy. This is Dallas Keuchel revisited. This is another guy who has a ring with another team. Who knows what championship clubhouses, dressing rooms feel like, look like, sound like, what those rosters feel like, sound like, act like. And he's questioning it publicly. Remember Dallas Keuchel did that in the pandemic year? Their Sox were, I don't know, 15 games in, they sucked. And he talked about guys doing their job and focusing and concentrating and, okay, this is a guy who comes from, well, they cheated. Yes, the Astros cheated. They're dirty, rotten cheaters. They got rings anyways. They got the piece of metal from Rob Manfred. But that made a difference when Keuchel said it. Maybe Keuchel's greatest performance, his version of being Jason Hayward. And now you got Johnny Cueto saying that too. This is winners assessing losers. That's what this looks like. And not that Sox are losers. These are guys who are underachievers, right? World Series or bust. Maybe Little League World Series, because it doesn't look like the Major League World Series. These White Sox have proven... I mean, here's the example of... Here's the extent to which I have doubt and which I think the Johnny Cueto might be looking at this as guys who don't know how to win. Joey Ice, my frozen guy from Trader Joe's, and I are talking about. There was a year ago that Tim Anderson hit that home run in the Field of Dreams game, and it was Hollywood. It was all of that. It was a major motion picture. That game, that hit, that inning, that at bat, that was the highlight, the greatest, the only highlight. Since Mark Burley's perfect game in 2009. Because if you're going to tell me winning a division for a team that says it's built to win a World Series, and if you're going to tell me winning one playoff game under Ricky Renteria and Tony LeBevington, sorry, no. Tim Anderson is it. Tim Anderson's moment, me and Joey Ice connected, between Burley and Tim Anderson, and now Still. That's it. And Johnny Cueto walks in questioning the fire. Now, here's the problem for the White Sox, much like you used to see with the Cubs, where if you were sizing up the Cubs, you would say, for the longest time, the guy you wanted to see them fall behind, the guy who was their leader, was Kerry Wood. He looked the part, right? 6'5", big, tough Texan, threw 1,000 miles an hour, Roger Clemens without the steroids, all that stuff. Pitchers can't do that. Pitchers can't be that guy. It has to be a regular player. It has to be a positional player. It has to be a guy in the lineup every day. That's just the way it is. And I can't imagine, I don't know. I don't know Buster Posey well, but Buster Posey would be that guy. Johnny Cueto played with Buster Posey. And he knows what those guys, how those guys should be in the locker room. It's not Drake LaRoche as a leader for guys like Adam Eaton and Chris Sale and all of that stuff. It is what position players do who are leaders and are winners and guys you want to listen to. And it may be that the best leader they have is one of the quietest guys, Jose Abreu, goes through a translator, and he is certainly a guy who leads by example, although now he sucks in August. He had his August in June and July. You may not get the Jose August that you were expecting and the one you thought was going to lead the Sox past the Guardians and the Twins into the playoffs and hope to get lucky. Still could happen. You got half a month left, but it's not hitting like it. And then on top of that, on top of Johnny Cueto saying what he said, then you get Tony LeBevington being surprised. He was surprised to hear Johnny Cueto question whether the Sox have the fight in them. It's just another thing to add that Jerry's manager was supposed to avoid. You weren't supposed to have an issue with that. His fire, the team's fire, strategy, hustle, dugout control, some control. I mean, the Sox are... They suck defensively. They're worse than they were under Renteria. They suck on the bases, worse than they were under Ricky Renteria. They don't hustle at them and told not to in some cases. You know, Steve Stone phrase, hustle optional. That's the phrase that stuck. Should Jerry's manager really be presiding over a team where that's what is said or justified or excused? Well, Jerry's manager was trying to excuse it. Pre-game yesterday, talking about that, quote, I thought last year we were not very good. I think this year we went through this period where we had at least four guys with leg injuries that were good enough to play if we didn't push it. I know all of a sudden it gets magnified yesterday when Robert was thrown out of first base. I also see Robert in a position where he's taking care of his legs. That was a routine ball and it looks bad, looks really bad, but you see him on the bases when he's got a chance. It's hard to say he's not hustling. I watch him in the outfield running balls down. I don't think we're perfect, but I think we're doing well enough. Doing well enough. You're not doing well enough. It's a major source. It's a major embarrassment. It's a major flaw. And it has reached its own version of pandemic. And then there was some more gobbledygook from Jerry's manager. We're all in this together, right? The manager says you don't hustle, you don't play, right? But then the guys make personal decisions. Guys take it as a team that they can earn the hustle respect. What does that mean? When do they hustle? But there's always another thing you see, too. We've done this a number of times where we're making outs early, and all of a sudden we have a late rally like Thursday. First and second, nobody out. We got zero. He hits a two-run homer, and we're rallying there. We had a chance, and Robert comes at bat as they go ahead run. How'd that happen if they're lazy and not really into it? I've learned most of the time, this is Jerry's manager going on, and I did with this gobbledygook. I've learned most of the time, whatever you think, you start to explain it. Hey, he's making excuses. But if push comes to shove, I'll point out stuff like that. I mean, that was a real difficult loss. That was an aggravating loss. It was easy when they got those runs to say, hey, let's finish it off and catch a plane. They didn't do it, and we've done that a lot this year. So help me, Saturday Suckageers, help me connect these dots. Is Jerry's manager saying when we suck early, it's because we don't hustle, but when we rally against teams that we should never trail, it's because we're all revved up from not hustling early and pay no attention to the fact that we got so far behind a crappy Royals team that we couldn't come back? Do I have that right? I'll ask Mark Gonzalez. Mark Gonzalez has covered baseball. He's covered Tony LeBevington. He's watched this team. I don't know. It just sounds like a whole lot of gobbledygook. And it just doesn't look like a baseball team that knows or wants to do what it's doing. And by the way, if I were the Bears, you can go online and you can see these pictures of the acne-scarred Soldier Field. I never would have played. I remember a game where the field was such bad situation, they were putting kitty litter on it. And they almost didn't play. Trace Anderson was not Trace Anderson. Who was the guy? The guy who was the agent for Poles and Eberflus. Yeah, that's him. I knew it was an A. Trace Armstrong was the player's representative for the Bears, and he threatened not to play. And everybody was on the phone. This looks like that. This is awful. And Lori Lightweight thinks she's going to keep the Bears there when she allows this Elton John concert to tear up the Park District like this. Like the Bears are really getting this. Or maybe this is her way of saying, you want to leave? Here, play this. We're going to take your quarterback. I never would have taken the field if I were the Bears. I would have said, nope, it's not safe. We are not required to play on an unsafe field. There you go. That's how you negotiate. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Saturday Suckage. We suck so Soldier Field doesn't have to, but dang, if the Park District and the city didn't beat us to it. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Or in Odyssey Station.
The autumn wind is a pirate. blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash with a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
That there is the greatest walk-up song in Score Radio history, and it belongs to my next guest, Mark Gonzalez. Gonzo, how are you today?
I'm deluxe. How are you?
He is deluxe. He is my deluxe guest joining me on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. So we played that because earlier this week, much was made of Edwin Diaz and his walkout song. And Gonzo texted me and said, it's nothing compared to The Autumn Wind is a Pirate that we just heard as Gonzo declares his walk-up song. So let's compare and contrast, because I looked up what Edwin Diaz's walk-up song is. So let's give it a listen, Gonzo. Here we go. That is a song called Narco. That's Edwin Diaz walkout music, and it is done by a Dutch group. It is done by a Dutch group called Blaster Jacks, electro house music. I love the trumpets, and the collaborator on that song is Timmy Trumpet. That's Edwin Diaz walkout music. So Gonzo, why don't you, with all your biases, rate the walkout songs and your walk-up music?
Because Diaz had that song in Seattle, and nobody was raving about it then. It goes back to the New York factor. You know, it's in New York, so it's going to be hyped up a little more. Nothing wrong with that song. I like it. But once it got to New York, then everybody fell in love with it. Nobody was hyping it when it was in Seattle.
You're right.
Case closed.
Yeah,
case closed. That's
it. Ball game. Don't give me this New York stuff. And
Bruce Fleming called third strike.
One of the members, Tom Youngkin, was told The Athletic that that's softball, right? Is not that the same? That's what they know about it. It reminded me of the Fratellis had no idea, really, the Blackhawks were playing hockey and doing what they did with Chelsea Dagger, that with their song, and that became the Hawks' goal song. So there you go. Another Dutch group saying, well, we never got it. So, Sonia, we established that The Autumn Wind is a Pirate is the best walk-up music. So the White Sox, Gonzo joins me, by the way. He writes for the Sun-Times, Associated Press, Baseball America. And, by the way, was one of the authors on a book with Steve Stone. Steve Stone being the other author, My Game, Your Way. And what Steve Stone said this week about that if hustle remains optional, you're going to have a hard time winning ball games. Knowing Steve Stone the way you do, having sat down and written, I don't know, probably what looked like 120,000 words and talking about baseball. What did you make of that? How much might that resound with the White Sox team we're watching this year, Gonzo?
He was spot on, and I'll tell you why, because hustle creates a lot of things. It creates a fear in the mind of the defender. You're hitting a routine grounder to short. And if you're pressing it down the line, pushing it, that defender's got to respect your speed no matter what and make the throw. And if he's lackadaisical, either he's going to make an errant throw or you're going to beat the throw. It's important to hustle. I know people got tired of hearing Joe Maddon say respect 90, but it is so true in this day. So true. I mean, even look at some of the plays yesterday where balls were hit to Javi Baez, and I'm not trying to pick on him, but he knew he could let off some of those throws because he knew those guys might have been tender running down the line or just weren't busting it. So that's why I think hustling is paramount.
The kind of teams that hustle, run the bases well, play defense, create a frustration in opponents. If you have a quality defensive team, for instance, and we saw it when the Orioles came in and played the White Sox and passed them and remained past them. And what the Orioles did was they caught everything. It wasn't just Cedric Mullins. They were catching everything. They were playing defense. Their pitchers had shorter innings. And suddenly, if you're a batter, we've seen it time and again, you start gripping the bat tight. You start trying to aim things. You're not loose. You're stressed out. Even well-hit balls you think are going to be caught. Line drives are going to be caught. You're really second-guessing yourself. Pressure on the bases. You've got to have a clean defensive. The White Sox stink on the bases. They stink defensively. They respond. They're the poster children for teams that just don't play quality defense or run the bases. Those little things, those kind of things that put pressure on the other team. I really am shocked. Tell me whether I should be or not. But I'm really shocked that that it happens under a guy who was brought in to make sure that wasn't an issue, that this team reached every bit of its potential. Why am I wrong about that, or why is this happening? Why is it being allowed to happen?
Well, this is just me speaking, and I think if he had healthier options, it might be a time where he sits a guy or two. I think that might be part of it, but it's only part of it. But, yeah, I'm alarmed. I wouldn't put it all on the coaching staff because these guys have to figure out as well. There's only so much a coaching staff can tell these guys. And I agree 100% with what Bruce was saying earlier, a few hours ago, about accountability and all that, and playing smart, playing with a sense of urgency and not letting off the gas. And I think, fundamentals are fundamentals. You're expected to make these plays, and if you do, everything takes care of itself. You're in every game, every play, every inning. And it's just been alarming. And so I don't know what the answer is other than these guys got to figure it out at this point. I mean, we got 49 games left, and that's enough to figure it out. Now, whether you make up the difference, I don't know at this point.
My guest is Mark Gonzalez. He is my deluxe baseball guest. He writes for the Sun-Times, Associated Press, Baseball America. So I was earlier I was talking about comments by Johnny Cueto, which struck me as similar to what Dallas Keuchel said a couple years ago. So you got pitchers from winning teams saying it. You've been in enough dressing rooms that a pitcher and a position player are different in what they say, what they can say, how they say it, how they lead, what they can do. And I know a lot of people want to point to, well, John Lester came in and he was the rare exception to that as the pitcher. But really, that was David Ross, who was the sergeant at arms. And he was there because of John Lester, I think. Share with the class or explain your experience and the sensibilities of a pitcher saying what Johnny Cueto said. And let's say the Sox had a Buster Posey or a Yadier Molina, somebody of that level.
I think John Lester was a guy that knew when to say things at the right time. And I mean, after the 2018 wild card loss, he had mentioned that maybe this has served as a wake up call that sometimes you got to get a certain part of your body kicked in the dirt and all that. And it said the right thing. It should have woke up this team more than talking about the Cubs. In the case of the White Sox, I thought Johnny is spot on. The issue is, different personalities. You're only going to get certain guys that feel the need to speak up now and then. And you look at the roster right now, Anderson's on the IL. Abreu said, well, I can, take care of myself, da-da-da. I gotta push hard. And to the guy's credit, I saw him yesterday running sprints at 2 p.m. for a 6:15 game. He's getting after taking care of his own business. But whether he feels the need to push guys, I'm not sure. So It depends on the person, but also getting back to your point, yes, a position player probably carries more weight because he's out there all the time.
Mark Gonzalez is my guest. He is a deluxe baseball expert. You can read him in the Sun-Times on AP Baseball America. The other side of town, Tom Ricketts used to be a guy who was out front and talking to you. Now he's issuing statements. So the statement that he was issuing in response to came at the time of the Field of Dreams game. Quote, "I'll be the first to acknowledge this is not the type of baseball Cub fans deserve. Our decision last year to move away from Cubs players who brought us a World Series title was tough, but we have a plan to return to championship contention by building the next great Cubs team around a young core of players augmented by free agent signings, and we're making progress." Well, Cub fans didn't deserve this, but Ricketts started it by claiming biblical losses, and then Jed Hoyer trades a Cy Young contender because of money. So whatever is right or wrong has happened. Evaluate the state of the Cubs, and what would be your time frame? What would be the highlights before that next great Cubs team? How long will it take? What are the landmarks along the way for you at this point, Mark?
Well, I wouldn't put the champagne on ice right now. I mean, let's face it. I mean, everybody's excited about the prospects, and yeah, they have improved that area. But as Jed Hoyer said, they don't have those impact high ceiling prospects yet. Now, maybe they do, or maybe they figure these guys we have in the system are very, very, very good players, but the impact guys will be in the free agent market. Let's see if they go down that route. I know fans are skeptical, and they have every right to be, given the money they've spent in the past and what they didn't spend in the offseason. But, you know, I wrote a column, an open letter to Tom last September about how about addressing the fans before the last home game and mapping out your plan without getting into too much detail so other teams can figure out what you're doing and just convey that message well. And I'm very curious as to why he decided to do this now. No offense to Jesse Rogers. Good job there. But I'm very curious about the timing, especially since now the trading deadline has passed and there's so much hype among the prospect mavens, the prospect voyeurs. Just can't get enough of what they've done in the farm system or what they hope to see crystallize in the future. Having said all that, I would think that we're probably looking at the end of 2024, 2025 is a realistic shot because people forget, you know, the Cardinals are well-stocked. The Pirates have a very, very good farm system. Now, they've always been the Pirates and found a way to lose when it counts, but they're definitely stacked. And then the Reds have a few power pitchers, so don't count them out. So sometimes you got to look around and see where you stand. Just not look at yourself. But they are addressing the one area, and that's within. They need to get better, and I think they're making steps toward that in the farm system.
So you're not suffering from ringworm, are you? Because I'd hate for you to fail a steroid test, are you? Mark Gonzalez, the choice. Remember, death is not an option. Fernando Tatis's ringworm or Manny Fernandez's female fertility drug? Which one, dude?
Manny Fernandez's. Or Manny Ramirez.
Manny Ramirez, yeah. Well, I don't know. Manny Fernandez, you never know. Manny Ramirez, yeah. It's just the excuses they come up with. Is this the best you've heard?
Yeah, I think so. That one's hard to top. And it's a black eye for baseball, especially since all the hype over another successful Field of Dreams game, and then this happens. Not good for the game.
Do you think the Padres knew this was happening and therefore had greater motivation to make the Soto deal? Or
I'm not sure they knew, but I'm sure that, you know, the player knew because there's an appeal process and all that. Traylor, their GM, is very, very aggressive. So I could see him going for Soto, even if he didn't know what was coming down the trail with Tatis.
All right. So let's just never let it be said, James Shields never failed a ringworm test. I just want that that out. Gonzo, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Hey, one quick one. Who had the first walk-up music in history?
The first walk-up music. Wow, what a really good question. First walk-up music in history.
Dave Hostetler, Texas Rangers. You know what the song was? But the theme from Bonanza.
Did he really? When was that?
Yeah.
And how did he get someone to play it? What was the story with that? The former SC guy, right? Dave Hostetler?
Yeah, good guy. Good guy. Met him in 2018 at the Texas USC football game. But anyway, the music mixer at Arlington Stadium just figured it was a cute tune and it carried on.
Of course, he's playing Bonanza in Texas. That is just great. Thanks, Gonzo.
All right, take care.
All right, Mark Gonzalez. Sun-Times, Associated Press, Baseball America, and the Savant. There you go. I didn't know. Look at that. We take it for granted, walk-up music. And Gonzo's there with the source, with Patient Zero, right? Dave Hostetler playing for the Rangers, and he's playing the theme from Bonanza. Of course he is. Anyways, last week I said a lot of things about Vin Scully. And I want to return to that, but I want to localize it. It's really important to do that. And I want to show you what we're talking about because there was a local team that just, you can't fix stupid, but I'm going to rail against it anyways. I'm going to rail against that organization. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The impossible has happened.
Sandy into his windup. Here's the pitch. Swung out and missed. A perfect game.
Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone. What a marvelous moment. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the deep south for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol.
Idol. That was my all-time baseball idol, Vin Scully, calling perfect game by Sandy Koufax with the line that, I don't know, keeps running through my head. 2-2 to Harvey Keen. And then you heard what Vinny said. And number 715 by Hank Aaron calling that. And as we came into this, Sean Sears, Sean, why don't you tell me why don't you tell the class,
oh boy,
staying on brand with Saturday Suckage, tell them what you told me as we were going to come back from break with.
Oh, man, they're probably going to make me not be able to produce Hit and Run anymore. But I said, I told you the Kirk Gibson home run was a Mike Schmidt home run.
Yeah, this is Vin Scully calling the Mike Schmidt home run. Which home run is that?
Right.
Okay.
I'm sure he's called one, but that was obviously not the clip.
The
I
one
was
in
bringing.
Question. Yeah. Thank you. I'm going to thank all of you who had so many nice things to say last week as I shared my tribute to Vince Scully. I mean, it was personal. Like I said, he was my idol. His death was personal. I just wanted to get through it. I had stories I wanted to tell. I wanted to provide some context, how great he was, what he meant to me. I wanted to do it without choking up, and I nearly got there. And I want to thank all of you Saturday Suckageers who reached out, the text line or Twitter, and some even in person, to comment that you appreciated it. Thanks. Right back at you. I'm bringing up Vin again, not because he's my idol, but to make another point. And this one is local, and this one is topical. This one comes the week that Eddie Olczyk is announced as part of the Seattle Kraken's broadcast team. A second-year franchise just pantsed one of the original six teams. Now, the Kraken could not have done it without the standard self-inflicted wound, thanks to the local shitty club is known for. And this is not, you know, the idea of the sins of the father being a visit upon the son. But this is more like the failings of the son mirror those of the father. Rocky stood by and let the face of the franchise race across the country. Never should have happened. I mean, there's a cluelessness to what that organization let happen with Eddie Olczyk. I had Jay Zawoski on 3 weeks ago, I think it was. And he said that this is another example where the Blackhawks need a vice president in charge of the hell are we doing here? And he's so right. This was one of those examples. Rocky Wirtz let happen what no businessman, no modern business would ever advocate. It's lunacy. It's idiocy. Again, back to Vin Scully. He was Dodger broadcaster for 67 years. The Dodgers moved from Brooklyn to L.A. in 58. He was there in L.A. from 58 until he retired in 2016. He was the face of that organization. He was, whatever, Koufax and Drysdale, Garvey and Say, Lasorda, Gibson, Hershiser, Kershaw, didn't matter who played. It was always Vin Scully. He was there the whole time. He was the face and the voice of the franchise. He was credibility. This local hockey organization needs credibility. More than anything else right now, it needs credibility. You've got the depraved story of Kyle Beach and how the highest-ranking Hawks wonks, all of them parents, decided to sit on one of their coaches' sexual abuse of a young man because winning a title was more important than human decency, moral decency. And then you watch Rocky pay for an investigation into all of this, which immediately, in my world, blew up Rocky's credibility. The guy paying the bill received no blame. Imagine that. What were the odds, huh? And then, shortly after, whatever it was a town hall, Rocky explodes at the Tribune's Phil Thompson and Mark Lazarus of The Athletic when they question him about that investigation. He looked every bit as guilty, ignorant, bereft of human decency as what was unveiled in the investigation. And it showed the Hawks had made no progress. That organization had made no progress despite what it said it was going to do when the guy at the top doesn't believe there's room for remorse, humility, and the patience to continue to respond to questions about that. There always seem to be new pieces of news coming out, unflattering as they may be. Well, you have no credibility if the guy at the top can't do anything and you have nobody standing out front for you. And then this local pickup team on ice torches its roster, tries to figure out how it can make Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane ask for trades. And they set about becoming as bad as possible, you know, which is achievable. Talking about one goal. And so let's put this all together. When you suck at hockey and you're a hockey team and you suck at human decency, you had better have someone out front to make it better. Someone out front to make it sound optimistic, to make it less bad, to polish the road apple. What you need is an ambassador. You need credibility. And the one, that last one bit of Hawks credibility just flew first class to Seattle. It is mind-boggling that this could happen. It's mind-boggling that it could, that a hockey organization would make a money play out of this. When you don't realize how deeply how much you suck in terms of being a human and in terms of being a hockey team, in terms of being a form of entertainment, in terms of justifying anybody to pay you cash money. The Dodgers weren't always good in all the years that Vin Scully was there, but Vin Scully was there. There was credibility in Vinny's voice, Vinny's descriptions. He didn't have to alibi. He could explain. Eddie Olczyk was the perfect guy to tell Hawks fans. He's a Chicagoan. He played for the Blackhawks. He played again for the Blackhawks. He was a local voice. He was a national voice. He was respected. He still is all of that. He was the guy. He's the most important guy. Was the most important guy. The most important guy in that franchise, because he could have been out front. He could have told you how this was going to go, who's looking good, why they're looking good, what you could be hopeful for. You'd have to read between the lines about what you wouldn't be. But that's your job to be educated too. And the Hawks don't realize this. Maybe they thought a clean sweep was a really good idea. They don't know what they're doing, which is a familiar refrain for that organization. They let a man with credibility, they let a man who could talk to fans, they let a guy who could be a liaison between that team sucking and you guys willing to watch or pay money or show up in person it's a lot of time invested to show up at the United Center on a weekday night and then get up the next morning, go to work, whatever you got to do. And you're spending money. It's not cheap. And there was somebody in that organization who could have made it a lot better. The Hawks didn't realize it, didn't respect it, and they've given you very little reason to trust anything else along the way. I'm just stunned. And for me, this ties in with Vin Scully. It's about what the voice of an organization, what the voice does for you, somebody up front. Steve Stone has been a very important member and a very important part, a terrific ambassador for the White Sox in finding whether you disagree with him, whether you agree with him, whether you want to soak in his knowledge or not. And he wasn't jumping off in May and June. He was telling you why this could be better, what to look for, what could happen. And now he's talking about hustle optional. You're not going to win many games. It's going to be tough to win games when hustle's optional. And he's doing it at Steve Stone's pace. Given his expertise, his experience, you take it for what it is. And you believe it's the right time. It's right for Steve Stone. There's a good chance it's exactly the right time. He has that credibility. He's representing the organization. And he's giving Sox fans a heads up. This is hustle. Now, who you want to blame that on or how much you want to, you blame it on everybody and you start dividing it up and accounting for degrees and percentages. Well, you do that. Steve will do that. That's what an announcer does for you. And I love hockey. I just hate what Rocky Wirtz and his people have done to it. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage. Thanks for listening. I don't know. We'll do something. You know what? We need some music. We need legendary music. There's a legendary band played with a legendary TV show and this comes a year after some thoughts about baseball. I'll make it make sense, and we'll get an update on the Bears sometime in the next hour. Thanks for listening to Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.